We were holding Daf Kufla Medalad Omer Aleph. And the last part of the Mishnah said again, if a Kohen sold his animal to Yisrael, and he sold the whole animal and just said over chutz, I'm leaving over the matanas for myself, so then the Yisrael is parted from giving the matanas, like they still belong to the Kohen, so he's parted from giving matanas. So I ask the question, the Raminu have a question. It says, Alochom, al menach shah matanas shali. If a Kohen is selling his bema to Yisrael, and he tells the Yisrael on the condition I sell to Yamanash, the Matanah Shali, that the Matanah should still belong to me, the Lachor is nicer in the Chol Kohen Sheyirta, that the Yisrael has the right to give these Matanahs to anybody he wants to, and it does not belong to the original Kohen. You see, even though you made a Tanai condition, the Tanai is not Chal, and we say the Mechira was 100% Mechira, and therefore you still have to give the Matanahs to any Kohen you want. So my answer is, Al Menas Achutz Koremus. Oh, yes, in the question, this Bryce talks about the Lashon of Al Menas. That's a condition. So the Mishnah says Lashon of Chutz, excluding the two different things. Chutz, when you say Lashon of Chutz, when the Kohen sold his Beimah to the Israel, and he said the Lashon of the Mishnah was Chutz Mina Matanos, so that's Shiura, he's leaving over. He never sold the Matanos. Rashi says Chutz Shiur means Lashon Shiur, Mashma Sheshayur HaMatanos. He left over the matanas with his own ownership. Same thing, if Yisrael would have been the meicher, then Yisrael would have been chayiv. He would have a chayiv to give it to the matanas, to the kohen. That's the din of the Mishnah. But al menas, this price is the lashon of al menas on a condition lav shiur. That's not called a shiur. Al menas lav shiur is Rashi. El tenai, it's only a condition. Hakol mochaloi. The pshat is really the kohen sold the whole behemoth to the Yisrael. Al menas on a condition shiit meloi, that he wanted the Yisrael to give him the matanas. And of that the kohen has no right to make a tenai. Al menas is like a mechira complete. So you have the right to make this tanai on the mechira. So where's the question? The Ramino, ask your question. I throw another question. It says al menas shamatana shali hamatana shalei. It says clearly that even though the kohen sells the behemoth to a Yisrael with the lashon of al menas that the matana should belong to me, the lachor is the matana still stay by the kohen. Like this, Yisrael has to give it to the kohen. So it's a stira. So Moses says enechanam is taka true. But Paul Pligitz and Machlekes HaBraisis, that Mas, over Al Menas, Shiurihu. This last Brais holds that even Lashon of Al Menas is also Lashon of a Shiur. The Kohen meant to leave it over for himself, and therefore it's like he never sold the Matanas, and therefore he keeps the Matanas. Omas, over the first Brais holds no. Omas, over Al Menas, Lav Shiurihu. The Lashon of Al Menas is not a Lashon of a Shiur, and this is called like you sold the whole thing. And once you sold the whole thing, therefore the Yisrael has the right to give the matanas to whoever he wants to. You have no right to make a condition on those matanas. Then it says in the Mishnah, Om Aloi Mocholi B'nei Mayehom. If a Yisrael like tells the butcher, sell me the insides of this animal, so even though he gives him the kever, still the Yisrael now will have to give it to a kohen for matnas kuna, and it's not menakli, does not deduct from the price. On the Rav, and in the second case of Mishnah was, let's say it says shokoli, let's say I want you to sell me a pound of meat, and then the tabach gives him over some of the kevah, then even though the mulakeh has to give it to a kohen, but he has the right to be menakeh, he has the right to deduct the price from the butcher. So on the Rav says in this halacha, loishonu vela sheshokoli atzmei, that's only if the Yisrael waited out himself. He made the weight. He weighed out. Rashi, sheshokl nakech liyatzmoy, dechivan the tabach lenogavim, since the butcher did not touch it. Eimei baal devorim shokayin, he's not the baal devorim of the kayin. Lefikos therefore zeh, lokeach neisnam, therefore the one that bought it, he has to give the kevah, let's say if he has it, to the kayin. And then vushoyo lei hadamim, and then he goes and asks back the money from the butcher, because really the tabach was the one supposed to give it. So the kayach did not really mean to buy the kever. Avo, but Rav says, Avo Shokol Loi Tabuch, let's say the Tabuch was the one that waited out and gave him the Kevom, so Adinin Ema Tabuch. Then the Kohen has a right, has a Tveh to go to the Tabuch, not to the Lekech. Rashi says, Avo Shokol Loi Tabuch, Adin Shokoyin, Mach Lekusav Tviyosoi, is Af Ala Tabuchu. He has a right to go to the Tabuch. Viha Tabuch Choyz Raleim, Im Yesh Ben Nes Lekoyin. Work before Shabbat 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 The after matabakum of you, the Jews just mean say also. The Zerachlam Yavad, if the Kohen wants to, he can go to the Yisroel, the Lakev that has the matonis, and take it back from him. But the Chiddush is that the Kohen, if he wants to, has a right to go to the Tabach and tell the Tabach, listen, you have no right being shokel, weighing out my matonis, and therefore either go and give it back to me, or else give me the money of it. That's the Chiddush, that the Kohen can go to either one. It's up to him either to go to the Lakev or to go to the Tabach. That's Rav Halacha. But Rav Asi Yom Rav Asi says, Afilu Shokole Tabach Hadin Imoi. No, even if the Tabach is the one that waited out, still the din is Imoi with Yisrael, that the Kohen only has the right to go to the Kohen, only has the right to go to Lekeach and not to the Tabach. Rashi Dinoi Shokoyin V'Tviyosoi Ima Lekeachu. Since the Yisrael has it, Lekeach has the cave at the end. The Mokim Shushom, wherever he is, Yelech, the Kohen would have to go there. The Kohen cannot go to the Tabach, but he has to go to the place where the Maton is. He has to go to the Yisrael. So what's the Machlokes between Rav and Rav Asi? So Gemara says, Lema, let's say, B'di Rav Chizda, come this look at the Yavgin, Rav Chizda's Halachom. The Yom Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda is the one that says, Gozal, Vleinis Yaishua, Bailim, case was somebody made a gzela, a galton stole something, but the bailam was not miyayish yet. And a second party comes and eats it from the ganef. So the locker is rotsim is their goyver, that Rav Chizda holds that the nigzal, the original owner, has a right to go to either one. Either you can go to the first gazim, or you can go to the second one. Rashi says, Rotsim is there goiva the chiv on the koidim yish achlei. Since the second person made it before, the original owner, the nigzal was miyayish, ze achren heavenly iyo gazlan alayim. Therefore, the second one that is eating it is eating something that still belongs to the nigzal, so he becomes the gazlan also. So, ko mekam yish, anytime before yish, brushasayu the mirayu kaim is still in the rishus of the first owner. Kol hechad yisai, wherever it is. So, therefore, there's like two ganivs, two gazlans on this. On the object. So therefore, the original owner, the niggas, have to go to either one of the two. To collect from either one. Not from both, but from either one. That's called Rotsim is their gozer, Rotsim is their gozer. So that's the Machlokes over here. To Mar Isla de Rav Chizda, means Rav holds like Rav Chizda. Therefore, the Kohen has the right to go either to the Lekeach or to the Tabuch. Or Mar less than Rav Chizda. And I'll tell you, Rav Asi does not hold like Rav Chizda. He holds no Lemaitre now, the Matonis, is by the Lekeach. So the Kohen has to go to the Lekeach and not to the Tabach, not to the first Gazlin. He has to go to the second one. So Mor says, Loi, could be the Sata Machlokes. Could be the Kuli Yal Mislu de Rav Chizda. Everybody agrees to Rav Chizda. Rashi says, the Gazlin, the Yal Moshe Gazlin, Kohen Oisei, the Gazlin, Wusen Lashalin. That usually by a Maisek Zela, when the first Gazlin takes it, he has Chiyuv, the Geneva, he has Chiyuv to pay it back. So everybody holds from Rav Chizda. Even Rav Asi would agree that by regular Gazlin, the second one, the Nigzal has the right to go to the first Gazlin. For Ocho, what's the Machlokes over here? I'll tell you over here, for Ocho. But for Ocho over here, it's different. For Ocho, the Matnas Kuna, the Gemara says, Nigzal is Kunislugi. That's the Machlokes. Could you steal Matnas Kuna or not? So Rashi says, V'hocho de gozol matnas kuna kemiflagi. Masov matnas kuna nigzelis. You could steal it. Therefore, v'neschayev gazlem begazlusoi. L'shalem, the Torah of Gezelem, there is a Torah of Gzelo. And masovar, e nigzelis, no. Rashi says, en koyach ligzol, legazlem. V'cholzeman shein ben, kolzeman beben. Tevshatis kol mokam sholchim hachoyiv, mutla mishayim. Whoever the Matana saw, that person has a chiyuv to give it to the Kohen. Etzla nesit l'kohen, v'rish l'nasa gazlan aleihen. The first one is not called a gazlan. So that's the svara in Rav Asi. That Rav Asi holds there's no din gezeh la matnas kuna, but rather wherever it is, there's a chiyuv, there's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. So the tabas gave it over to the lakayach. Now that the lakayach, the one that bought it, has this maton, it has the cable of lakayim uzroya, it's a mitzvah upon him to give it to the kohen. The first one's not a gazlim. Wherever it is, there's a mitzvah to give it. So therefore, the kohen can only go to the lakayach. And Rav holds no, that there's a din gezeh on this also. And therefore, when you go and take and sell to somebody else, you become a gazlin. So the tabach became a gazlin. He has kinyoni genever on it. He has a kinyon gazlin gzela that he has to pay back. Therefore, the kohen has a right to go to him. And he could demask me law lahor shemaitato biapi atzma. The more says, some learn this halacha by itself. And they learn it like this. Rashi says, v'loi b'loshin. And not v'loi b'loshin l'shonu v'matis and k'liyel. But they learn it by itself like this. Rav rama matnes kunin gzelis. Rav holds yes, if somebody steals matnas kunas, the din gzela on it, and therefore the kohen has the right to go and be done with the first gazlin. Rav Asi Yoma, no, matnas kunas and gzelas, there's no din gzela on it, and therefore the kohen cannot go to the second one, cannot go to the first one, or to the second one, wherever it is. The pshat is not an gzelas, because really it didn't belong to the kohen yet. There's only a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. Seinach Rami, wherever it is, there's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. Now the Mishnah says, Gersh and his gayer, a guy that became a Jew, for hoys aloy poro. Then he had a poro. He had an animal before when he was a guy, and now he became a Jew. So it depends. Nishchato actually in his gayer, if he made a shchita before he became a Jew, so locher is potter, he's potter from matnas kuna, even though he's in his gayer right away afterwards, and he still has the zroy of lachiyah cave around, but he's potter from giving it to a kain. Because the Shah Shchita, that's when the Chiyuv Matana Sachal, he was a guy. Therefore, he's Potter. Mishin is Gayer. Let's say first he became a Ger, and then he shechted his animal. Senechna Michayev, and then Avada, he's Chayev to give the Matnas Kuna. What's going to be Sofik? Let's say he doesn't remember when he made the Shchita, or else somebody else shechted it for him. And we do not know when the Shchita was done before he became a Ger, or after he became a Ger. So, Lachar is Potter. So now this gear was supported from giving the matnas kuna. Because the klal is, shahamoitse mechaveri olavaraya. That there's no isurim involved here. It's only a mumnistic halacha. Do you have to give away this mumnist and not to the kain? So we say the klal, hamoitse mechaveri olavaraya, but not suffer yipotah. Tomorrow says, ki yosi ravdimu ravdimi kain. Omar, he said like this, that romilei Rav Shimon ben Lakish to Rav Yechanan, that Rav Lakish asked a question through a question to Rav Yechanan. And it's through a question like this, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that Safik Potter, if you have a Safik, if you have the Chiyuv to give the Matnas Kuna or not, Min HaSafik we say, Moitzer Mechaveri, all of Arayin, in your Potter. Alma, what do we see? Sveika Lekula, that by Safik and Matnas Kuna, we go Lekula, that your Potter. So on this, Resh Lakish threw a question, that Ureminu, I threw off for your question, that says the Mishnah, pay like this, Churi Hanamolim, Shubtech HaKomo. If you have the holes, a chur is a hole, hanamolim, the ends make, petshabatech hakama, in the middle of your fields, that your kama means, let's say, the corn field or the wheat field, so in the middle of the field, there are holes there, that in the molim are made. Rashi says, shabatech hakama, lefnei hakoitzchim, shedayin legir hakoitzum l'sham. They did not come there yet to cut down the wheat or the other corn there. So locher is, harei elu shabalabayis. These things belong to the Balabayis. Rashi says, "Kol animsa ben the Balabayis, tiyein leket elu hanoisha b'shas ksira." It's only leket what falls off b'shas, he cut it down. But here he did not start to cut it down yet. There's no din leket. So pshita, any koma, any grain that you'd find in these holes belong to the Balabayis. What's going to be though b'shal achar akoytrim? Let's say after the workers went there to cut down the wheat, now you find some wheat inside the holes. So we have a doubt, when did these kernels come there? Did they come there before the ksira, and then it belongs to the balabos? Or did it come there after the ksira, and then it's like leket, that it belongs to the aniyim? So what do we do? Shalach of our question is like this. Ho aliyonim, the top layer laniyim, belongs to the aniyim. Rashi says, chitum aliyonim, the top layer of wheat, shal pi achur, ikol lemeimo, leket, and you could say it's leket. Shenosu min ha-shibolim b'shas ha-ksirom. They fell down from the shibolim b'shas ha-ksirom. V'yatach toinim, the bottom layer, Rashi says, on the karka, on the ground of the hole, shabalabayis. because that's for sure came about before the Ktsira. Yeah. Rabbi Meir says, no, HaKol Le'Niyim, all of it, even the bottom layer also belongs to the Niyim. She Sofik Leked Layer, because if you have a Sofik, whether this is Matnes HaNiyim, or belongs to the owner, Min HaSofik, you have to give it. So what do we see? We see Min HaSofik Almo, Rashi says, Rabbi Meir, Karimatnes Kuno, Matnes HaNiyim, Min HaSofik Yavichiv. And the Chura Shlokesh Kasher is Vu Adin L'Matnes Kuno, Sveik L'Chumro. And the Stam Masnissen Rav Meir, Kutani Sveik L'Kuno, with the Stephen Rav Meir. Our Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, usually goes across Rav Meir. And here Rav Meir holds that Sofik Leket is Leket. So that was Shlokesh Kasher through to Rav Yechanan. All Malay on this, Rav Yechanan answered back and said, Al Takni Teini, don't get me angry, Shebeloshin Yochad Ani Shein Oysa. And this Mishnah you have in Peyer that says Sofik Leket is Chayiv, that's only a Yochit. Rashi says, Atak and Tainer, Dodik Tony, Sofik Leket, Leket, Yechidoihi. Shein is Shein Oysa, Kamesha Shonis, Div Rabbi Meir, he did not learn it like we learned it, Div Rabbi Meir. Ela Div Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Learned the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra said over the Shum Rabbi Meir. That's only Yochit that holds this way, and therefore there's no Stira, we do not hold like this. That's what Rabbi Yochanan has to back. Atak niteni shebloshin yochad ani shoy noisa. The Tanya goes on like this: Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra oimer mishum Rabbi Meir. Sofik leket leket. Sofik shicho shicho. Sofik peyet peyet. Whenever you have a sofik, if this tfu is leket, or whether it's shicho, whether it's peyet, so min asofik you have a chiyuv to give it. Sofik peyet is peyet. Omru loy, they said back, al tishana oisa. Means don't out Amaloi. This is what Rish Lakish is answering back of Yechanan, saying the question is still a good question. Amaloi, out Tishan Oisa Ela Beloshin Ben Todol. Even if you want to tell me, Rashi says that it was Ben Todol that learned this halacha. So what? For your time will come out. Well, what do you answer me? It's a Yochid that says it's only Yudah Ben Agra. So what? But the Maestri is saying the reason why. So that reason should apply even to Matnas Kun also. The Yomer Hashem Melakish. My dear Sir, what does the pasuk say? Oni Verosh. Hatziku, a poor person is a tzdiku, should make him righteous. My tzdiku, what does it mean to say tzdiku? Should do righteous, do good for him. Elaine, if you want to tell me, b'dayonim means when you have a psak halacha, be nice to the young, to the poor man. Most of that can be. Well, see, the pasuk says, v'dal, a poor person, lays the head of Revi. Do not like respect him, honor him in his fight. So don't stand up, don't have rachmanas on an ani. You have to make a mishpat, a tzvitzedek, b'din. Ela rather the pasuk here means only v'rosh tzdiku means ela tzedek mishalacho v'teinloi means be a tzedek with your money and give it him. Meaning to say if you have a sofik whether this is matnes aniyim or not, don't stam say hamoitz mechaveru all of a raya, but rather only v'rosh tzdiku means you be a tzedek and give him from yours. It means min asofik you have a chiyuv to give matnes kuna ela tzedek mishalacho v'teinloi. So here that's what shlokas estiva. Here it says by matnes aniyim ben asafik you have to pay. So what does our Mishnah say by matnes kuna ben asafik yipoter? Omar Rav says like this: Horcha poro is a big difference. Horcha now Mishnah poro the cheskas p'tura kaima. As I hear this poro, the original at the beginning of the guy was a goy. A goy is poter from the matonis. Levi made a shchita. We have a doubt. The shah shchita is he still a goy or was he a Jew? To leave it the way it was, the cheskas mikora. That he was a goy, and therefore minasofik would say a potter, because the chazaka tells us it's still in the same matter it was before. Mashen came, come on, this tfuah that's growing, this wheat or corn, the cheskas chiyuvakaima. It's the cheskas chiyuv that we know the corn, it's the cheskas to say that when you cut it down, there'll be a leket on it. So it's the cheskas to have a chiyuv matnas aniyim on it right now. Therefore minasofik you have to learn the chazaka that you're still chayiv. Rashi says, "Kamo kishenod locha sofik blechet v'yatan amidrach as kosloi cheskas chivu to miyer lemiyamedus lechol lekach." The show Yisraeli, it belonged to Yisrael, and the din of Yisrael is you have to give your matnas aniyim, you have to give your leket. So therefore, when asofik you have a chiyuv to give it. Omalei Abaye said back, "Listen, there's a locha v'reisa. What about a dough? Nasis achloi nizgaya poter mechal. The same locha." If a guy has made a dough, flour and water, made a dough out of it, so he's potter min achala. Mishin is guy. Let's say, no, he first made the dough after he became a Jew, then chayiv, he has the chayiv to give challah. It's totally how you were, b'shas you made the dough, b'shas you put the water in the flour. Sofik, what's going to be yet a doubt at that time, was he a ger or not? So chayiv, minas sofik, he had a chiyuv to give challah. So again, it's a stirut for our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, minas sofik, you put, and here we see, minas sofik, you chayiv. And here you can't tell me it's a cheskas chiyuv. Because otherwise, here the person was a ger before, it's also a cheskas p'tur. And still we see, sofik, matnas kuna, you have a chiyuv to give. So it's still a kasha in our Mishnah. Omalei, so he answered back and said, no. Safik Yisura L'chumra. Safik L'mayna L'kula is a big difference. By Chala, which is a shayl of Yisur, and it's not to say it's Chala Nis, it's Chal, the Din Chala on it, it's an Yisur, the Din of Chumra on it. And it's also for that, it is Chayiv Misa. Therefore, we're not saying the Charash is Loisam China Chazaka. Avu Matonis, but now Misha didn't give the Matnes Kula, ain't Gam Kedusha, there's no Kedusha on it. El Adin Mammon, that's all, Adin Mammon on it. And then we say the Maisim Chayiv, Alov, Alov, Araya. So therefore, you can ask the question from Chala to Din Matonis. Chala is called the Safik Yisur. There you got to go to Chumra. Ba'ashay Kanavir, now Mishnah, the Safik Yomayin, you go to Kula. The Yom Rav Chizda, V'chein Toni, Rav Chiyo, Shmoyna, Sveikos, Nemu Beger. There are 8 Sveikos that were learned about a Ger. Abol L'chiyuvi, 4 times we say you got to go to Chumra. V'yabol L'chiyuvi, 4 times we say it's Kata. So it's like this. Korban Ishtoim, we have a Chiyo to bring a Korban for his wife. Rashi says, Sofik Yodok, you have a Sofik when she gave birth, when she was still a guy, or yesterday when she became a Jew already, you have a Sofik whether you have to bring a Korban or not. So you have to bring a Korban, the Sofik Yisakorus, Rashi says, Lecha Bekotchim, Ashtofik Kapor, the Mechus Kapor, Masa Bekotchim, Vienus Korus. See, your wife would have to bring the Korban in a Sofik, because otherwise she won't be able to eat Kotchim, or she can't go into the base of Nidish, she'll have a Sofik Tumarana. The chala, who didn't you have a sofik chala? The same thing also, the sofik misa involved as truma. You have to be mafushit min a sofik. Or bechor behemet tumei, or bechor behemet torah lechiyuvay. You have a sofik if the bechor, whether it's a behemet torah. Rashi says also sofik koras l'shech to the chutz. If it has a din kedushas bechor on it, you shech it outside. You be chayif eshchut echutz. So the chiyuv misa involved. Therefore, you have to go to chumra. Same thing by behemet tumei means by petach chamor. So Rashi's goes according to command the Yom of the Bechoris that it's also behano achi yifden until you poider it. Therefore, you have to be mafreshol of taleh to be poider it. Take off the yisur. Then echnami. Then it belongs to you. You don't have to give it to the kohen because that's the klal of hamitz mechaber all over raya. I call upon him of these 4 things. You have to go to chumra at least to be poider the petach hamor and to give the challah and the korban ishtoi. Ma'ashen kein reishis hageiz. Via matonas opinion a ben opinion petachamor,